Do it. Don't fuck around. Just relax and let it go. I'm sick of waiting. Do it for Daddy.
Oh, fucking right, doggy. It's about goddamn time. Jackpot!
No. If you'll excuse me, I have some shit to attend to.
I want to win the games until he dies playing.
Playing space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game! No! Kill him!
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I want to win the game since it dies playing.
I can't play these video games.
Games and More Entertainment Radio.
Episode 32 of Games and More Entertainment Radio. It is January 27th. This is C4.
Hunter.
Wolf.
And we're in the hazy fo-sheezy. We got the budget episode today. I'm actually blowing past a lot of email that I was supposed to read on the show just so that we can concentrate on the topic of the show today rather than get all sidetracked. I had some really, really good emails that I really wanted to cover. And I won't be able to do that until next week because we've got limited time today and a lot of stuff to talk about. This is the budget gaming episode. It's been brought
no
to...
No Final Fantasy?
No Final Fantasy. Can you believe it?
Holy cow.
I know, huh? I don't know how that happened, but somehow we managed to pull our heads out for long enough to get together some information about gaming on the not-so-expensive end. I don't like to have to use the word cheap-ass like we always do and stuff. And what started this was we actually had a plan for the show this week that was supposed to be about like looking ahead to the future stuff, things that we might see in 2004, some of the games that we're really looking forward to, and a lot of the hardware that we were looking forward to. And then a post from Memnon on the forum came up about how we, well, I think it's me specifically, kind of down-talks older hardware and cheaper items, you know, like even like a GeForce 4 video card. I know I remember saying something about like a cheap ass video card, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, I mean, I mean most of this as a joke. I mean, just to kind of be funny. And that's just the way I talk when I just say cheap ass this, and there's a lot of swear words in my daily language when I'm just talking.
Yeah,
but
we know I'm cheap.
Right? Yeah, well, no, you know, see, that's just it. We're all pretty cheap, and we just come off like we're not because. A long time ago, when we first started doing this, do you remember when we first started doing this, one of the big problems we had was how on earth are we going to keep up with all these games and make it sound like we were actually able to play most of these?
Yeah.
You know, and there was no way to do it. And
no way.
There's absolutely no way.
We don't have time, we don't have a cash for it.
You know, yeah, like look at the Penny Arcade guys. Every 3 days they talk about a new game as if they've been playing it this entire time, and I can't figure out how they afford it. And that was one of the things I remember thinking about a lot when we started doing this, was how in God's green earth are we going to afford to keep up with all these
games? We did a pretty good damn good job.
I think we've done all right, and you know, we've used the help of demos a lot too, you know, playing demos for games and doing a lot of research and reading and stuff. We certainly can't go out and buy all this crap, and the stuff that we do buy, you know, we're not buying it the day it comes out. You know, and I think that somehow we've made it sound like we do, I guess, when that's simply not the case. I mean, I can assure you that we're not floating in money over here.
Yeah, no, I'm like Kenny from South Park, man. I'm poor.
In the ghetto. And, okay, I live in the hood, all right? This is about all I can afford here. You know, it's like, sure, I have a lot of toys and crap, but I'm not eating. You know, so I can afford a new game. It's just a priorities thing for me. You know, it's like, I, no matter what, as long as I'm playing my games, I'm happy. And this is what matters to me. I mean, I've been so broke before, I literally could not afford to eat. And I remember sitting there with my Nintendo 64 that it was given to me for Christmas, you know, or my birthday or something. My sister gave me that. And I remember I got GoldenEye, 007, you know, the 007 GoldenEye game, yeah. And Mario Kart. And that was all, and that was really all I had for months. I got Killer Instinct later, though, and somebody got that. I actually did a lot of work for that one, for Killer Instinct. I actually had to, do a lot of work for them. Yeah. I've seen them do it. So, but like, you know, as far as like paying for all that stuff, it was just somehow I was able to scrape it together and still, you know, play my games and stuff. It's not like...
Just manage to play what you want to play, you know?
Exactly.
That's what it's about.
Exactly. I mean, it's like, sure, I even had to sell my computer at one point, but I was still playing a lot of Nintendo 64 games at the time. You know, my buddy, a neighbor of mine, a friend of mine from college down there, he had a Sega Saturn. You know, he didn't buy it new either. You know, he got it used, he bought a bunch of used games. We used to play the crap out of that damn thing. Thoroughly enjoyed ourselves. I mean, I literally had no money. You know, I mean, up until May of this year, I was driving a $1,000 car. You know, $1,000, you know, I mean, the kind of car that, you know, barely gets you to work when you get there, you're high from breathing all the fumes.
Yeah, yeah.
You remember that car?
The hoopty.
The hoopty ride, you know, it's like, I don't know how it's just the way I talk about it. And, you know, as if money is no object, because I don't like money. I don't like it. I think I just don't like what it...
Money sucks.
It does, like, it does suck, and it screws up too many things in the world, and so I have this weird outlook on money about how it doesn't matter, and how it doesn't, you know, mean anything. So I kind of spend money left and right, and I just don't give a shit. And it creates a problem because I'm thousands of dollars in debt. You know, and sure, I make it sound like I've got all kinds of money and stuff like this, and we spend an insane, sounds like we have spent an absurd amount of money on stuff, but it's just my language, my choice of words for a lot of this. You know, I keep, you know, like cheap ass.
Yeah.
You know, this ghetto stuff. You know, I don't mean it like derogatory, but I see, you know, the point about how some people might take offense to that and whatnot. You know?
And not, I mean, we're not down on people who have lower end systems. I mean, shit, I had a compact, for Christ's sakes. You can't get much lower than that.
That thing was a piece of junk, but you still played games on it.
Yeah.
You know, you still managed to, you know, play. I can't believe you played some of the stuff you played on that. And you were just fine with it, you know, and it was just dandy.
4 gigabyte hard drive.
You know? Hell yeah, that's right. You needed to play a game, you'd install it, play it, uninstall it, install something else. You know, I had that Celeron, whatever it was, for the longest time.
500?
Yeah, a Celeron 500 on a, what kind of video card did I have in that thing? I actually think I had a Voodoo 3. But
yeah,
it cost
Voodoo
me,
3,
but
yeah.
How much did I pay for it? $100. You know, I mean, that's nothing for a video. Now, see, now, I look at it like that, like, because I'm used to the prices. $300 to a video card to me should be top of the line. When they release these new cards, they're always like $500. I've gotten used to paying that much, so I always say anything less than that is probably not very good. Even though I know that it's, you know, not a bad card at all, we'll play most any game just fine enough. It's just my choice of language for these items that are less than this top of the line stuff. My stuff is so far from top of the line. You know, I mean, it would cost me thousands to get to, you know, top of the line, and I can't handle it. There'd be no way that I could afford all that stuff. But through some wise purchasing decisions, we are able to put together some stuff that, you know, that's fairly decent, that runs everything rather well. And once in a while, you know, all that money that you've saved from, you know, buying things cheaper, and that's just from, you know, looking around for the deals, you're able to spend, you know, extra money on, like, a brand new video card. I think that having a video card is one of the biggest things, you know, a nice video card is one of the biggest things in my computer. Now, I skipped... And I do this every time. I skip a generation of video cards. I never buy, like, the in-between ones. Like, I didn't have, you know, like a GeForce 4.
You didn't have one of those.
You know, yeah, I had a GeForce 3.
To 5.
I thought you had a GeForce 4 MX.
Nope. Oh, no. Remember what happened there? Remember my GeForce 3 blew out?
Oh, yeah.
So I bought that ghetto GeForce 4 MX 4400 or whatever, and it was only just to fill the space in between sending my card in for warranty, remember?
Right.
Once I got it back, I went back to the GeForce 3 and sold the other one to Hooks. Because he had a really crappy video card in his thing.
Yeah,
TNT.
Had a Banshee.
Nah, he had a Banshee? Whatever it was, it was way too low for what he needed at the time, you know? I mean, and look at his machine. His machine still is a 1 gigahertz Pentium 3. You know? And he still plays all kinds of games on it. Granted, he can't run them at this full-blown, crisp, clean resolution.
Yeah.
You know, but
it works.
So what? It works. He's playing his games. And it's not a priority for him. He likes playing Xbox games more.
Oh, yeah.
So he spends a lot of money, you know, majority of his dollars on Xbox games, you know. So anyway, some of the ways that we're able to save some money is by going to some certain websites that list the prices of a lot of items for us, and some of them that give really good deals. Some of the ones that, let's see, there's four I wrote down that I specifically I thought of was Spoofy. And this is one of those, like, deal sites that looks for... when a manufacturer puts up maybe one too many rebates, and all of a sudden the deal gets really good. I think it's spoofee.com. That place is incredible. That's probably where I've been going mainly for the last little while now. And they've got all the rebate kind of stuff that you know, you'll see like a hard drive on there that's normally $150, and they've got it down to $60 because of a certain set of rebates. you know, or a video card that you can get like a t-shirt with also, you know, and then if you buy a pack of paper clips to put it up over $100, they found out that there's like a rebate for 60 for the card itself, then there's like another $30 off purchases over $100 at the store, you know, and they build this crazy list of rebates that make it so worth your while to go shopping around. Just look online for a minute. I think Spoofy's great. There's another one, Tech Deals. I can't remember the site for it, though, but I'm sure you pop it into Google, you'll find it out right away. There's a new one, HDC, Hot Deals Club. It's hot-deals.org. Again, the same thing. They list tons and tons of stuff that you can get for you know, a reasonable price. A couple of weeks ago, they listed a deal that I missed out on. It was like the 17th of January, I think. I didn't happen to go back and look until like the 19th of January, where Circuit City was selling brand new PlayStation 2 games starting at I mean like they're new games, they're not used, right? And some of them are older titles, exactly, for $5.
Whoa.
You know, I mean, and we're talking stuff like Maximo, brand new for $5. I mean, how cool is that? You know, I mean, they had a lot. They had a big ass list on there.
That's like when I had my 3DS system, you know, I took like $40, went to I think it was Electronic Boutique, mm-hmm. and I got like 15 games for $40.
Nice.
It's just like a maze.
How much do you normally charge for a blowjob? You can get 10 games.
See, I mean, it just takes a little bit of looking around. And then there's, everybody's favorite place for computer hardware. Price Watch.
Oh yeah, I've been going there for like years.
Yeah, it's a long time now, and it's just
still the best, I think. You know,
I think so too.
No rebates, no hassle.
Yeah, there's a couple other places that just like that. There's a couple places that list prices of stuff at various shops online. But Price Watch has got like no ads, no pop-ups. Well, no. Maybe it's because I'm using Firebird, but I don't see them anyway.
I never see them.
Okay, see, and then there's like they just give you flat out a list.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's just beautiful. It's a quick, fast site. It just, boom, here's the price.
It's more simple than that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just fantastic. You look at the price. It is. You just look at what you want, you click on it, and then it gives you the choices of the prices in ascending order, you know, what you want to buy.
Yeah, which site you go to.
Yeah, which site you go to get it. For the cheapest, right. It starts in the top.
That's after shipping and handling.
I don't remember how it works. I haven't looked at it in a little while, because I don't have any money to buy any new hardware. So, you know, there's some places to go ahead and get... You know, make sure that you're not getting robbed. You know, to make sure that you're getting the best price available on all this stuff. Like, my machine I've got 320 gig hard drives. And you think about that going, damn, I've seen those in the store for $150. I haven't paid over $60 for one of them yet. And I always get the rebates on them. You know, just make sure you fill it out right away, mail that in, boom, you paid $60.
That's my problem, you know, I get a rebate and it just sits there.
Yeah. So I did that with my monitor. I missed out $30 on my monitor and $30 on my DVD burner. But then I learned. I said, you know what, this is screwed up. So I need to get on that. And since then I've been pretty good about it. You know, I've been right on top of it. And then there's just looking around, we found that you can get coupons for free in a lot of the stores. Go down to Best Buy. They've got this magazine. What is this thing here? It's put out by GamePro and Best Buy. It doesn't really have a name. It's just this magazine that you find as you're walking around Best Buy. They're free. They're sitting right there. And inside, I remember looking at this before, and I probably think we mentioned it on the show too, but we just came back from Best Buy, just kind of scoping things out, and I picked up the new one they've got here, and I'm not even sure, but Max Payne 2 is on the cover, picture Final Fantasy X-2, SOCOM 2. You'll see it once you go in there, and you know, crack it open. And inside, there's $20 worth of savings right there for some things that you might be interested in. There's $5 off any GameCube, Dragon Ball Z, Goku 2, Dragon Ball Z, Taiketsu, Beyblade Ultimate, or Yu Yu Hakusho. You know, all these weird games that I've never heard of, but I'm sure you know. Maybe you got kids or something that might like to play these kind of games. And there's some people that are really into Dragon Ball Z that might like to play these games. Here's a cool one right here: $5 off. For PlayStation 2, Jack 2. You know, that game's only $40 as it is. You know, now when I say only 40, also I'm used to paying $50. You know what I mean? So like, when I say that's cheap, I don't mean that it's like ghetto or anything. I just mean that, you know, that's less than average. Less than, what they're charging for the games. Look at that Castlevania Lament of Innocence, the new one. Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah.
The new one for the PlayStation 2. That's only $40. Right? $5 off any PlayStation 2 or Xbox GTA double pack. You know, that's the Grand Theft Auto and 3 and Vice City pack for PlayStation 2 and Xbox. That's $5 off right there. You didn't do anything but walk into the store to go buy it anyway. Just grab this magazine, tear the coupon out. And then there's one more for PlayStation 2, Xbox, or GameCube on the game iNinja, which was only $30 when we were there. Soul Calibur 2 or GameCube's Pac-Man World 2 bundle. Right there, instant savings, and you don't have to do anything but go into the store, which you were going to anyway. And I guarantee the rest of these places have ads just like that. Go into Shopko, you know. You go to the mall, Electronics Boutique. I'm sure there's things on loader for coupons.
They will not tell you.
You know, yeah, they don't tell you about them. No. You just got to keep your eyes open. You know, there's lots of free stuff like this just laying around. I mean, this is like them handing you savings.
It doesn't get much better than that. I mean, really.
Right away, it's like in-store savings.
Yeah.
It's like handing you money when you walk in the door.
Exactly. You're going to buy this anyway. Why don't you save yourself $5, you know? And this is the kind of stuff that I look
for. 10 of them, you get another brand new game.
Yeah, I mean, there you go, right? Plus, there's always the greatest hits titles for the console games. I mean, they've got greatest hits. The three major consoles currently have greatest hits titles that are available for $20. And there's quite a bit of games on each system's list. I think the GameCube probably weighs in with the least games, the PlayStation 2 with, of course, the most. Yeah, the Xbox has quite a few, and the ones that the Xbox has, I think, are pretty good. Some of them are really good. I noticed a lot of the PS2 ones are just like...
The Xbox starting to step it up now, you know? I mean, when it first came out, I was like, oh, they're going down. Because they're going up against Sony, you know? It's like, Sony's worse when it comes to software.
Microsoft's got some money, too.
They do, and that's how they're backing this Xbox. I mean, they're losing money left and right on the damn thing. They lost $1 billion last year.
They don't care.
Exactly. They don't care. They got $42 billion in cash on hand in case
Sony lost $1 billion? They go probably go bankrupt or something.
No, I don't think that they're going to worry about anything for a while. I think Microsoft, unfortunately...
You can't even touch Bill.
Yeah, they're entrenched pretty well. Something needs to happen. We need the law to step in or something.
Really, we need some money.
If I was Microsoft, you know what I would do? I would put it in, you know, like, you know, granted a lot of people are pretty, I mean, like, okay, their software does suck. Their software is insecure. We have to use it, unfortunately. Now, looking at it from their standpoint, like if I was Bill or whoever, I would have to say, you know what? Screw you all, and I would go buy my own little island, you know? Why not? Just call it Microsoft Island, screw it all, and then just sell your product to, you know, to the other countries, and then they can't touch you. What are they going to do? What are they going to do?
You're your own country.
Exactly. I mean, I'm sure it's not that simple, but it sure sounds good.
Yeah.
You know, I would like to, you know, think that they would just say, you know what, you're going to mess with us, we're leaving. I mean, you know, this is... I better not stand up too much for Microsoft. I'm going to get all kinds of hate mail. All right. let's see. This is Bill. Open up.
I got $1 billion for you.
Let's get into some of the games here that we pulled out quite a big list of games and hardware that stand the test of time and not even old stuff. I mean, this is just stuff that is, you know, a reasonably priced stuff. And I actually want to save the PC stuff at the end because I think Wolf did a really good job on that. He actually put forth a little bit of effort today. It's amazing. I think he's wiped out.
Oh my God.
He's looking pretty tired.
I'm still tired.
I think, yeah.
Can you just swipe an ATM card for me?
I think he did break a sweat. So let's start out with, it just happens to be on the top of the list, the Xbox. Now, the Xbox itself is only $180. Now, I say only because this machine was $300 when it came out. Okay, now that's still... almost twice as much as like a GameCube, and four times as much almost as a PS1. Okay, but we're not trying to talk about old stuff here. We know that old stuff is cheap, okay? We know that old stuff is cheap. You can pick up a Super Nintendo for $15, okay? But we're trying to stay somewhat current and not break the bank. Because, frankly, nobody around here is... got money to throw away. I mean, Jesus. Okay?
Yeah, just call me Buzzboy.
Yeah. So, let's start with the Xbox. The Xbox is $180. Now, that comes with one controller. You don't need a memory card. Okay? You don't need a network adapter. You don't need anything.
Everything's in there.
Everything comes included with an Xbox purchase. Okay? You've got the best hardware available, and you've got everything that you need to start playing right there. Now, I can't remember, and we were just there and I didn't look, but it comes with two games, and I can't remember if that's the $180 version or like the $200 version. I can't remember, but I know there's a pack that comes with like Tetris Worlds and some other game. Some kind of Star Wars.
I'm pretty sure it's $180.
I thought so too. I thought so too. But still, like, that's not so bad. I mean, you're getting the network cable, you're getting like an 8 gig hard drive or something, you know? You don't need a memory card, you don't need to fiddle with all this garbage.
No.
That's optional, right? It even comes with a controller. You don't need to buy anything but the box itself. And, you know, we know that new games generally go for about $50. But let's take a look at some of the games that are a little bit cheaper, and I'm going to start with the expensive one that stands out, and then we're going to go down to the rest. Halo used is about $15, and $30 brand new.
Wow.
Okay, it's not a greatest hits title or anything yet. Microsoft knows they can still make lots of money on it.
Oh, yeah.
They've been raping us on
Halo for so long now. And
it's a great game, though.
It's a cool game, but...
Can't really complain about it.
Jesus, so they just dropped the price already.
Yeah, really.
You know what? It's our first title came out with that.
Yeah. But what blows me away about it is that when they dropped the price to $30, you know that, like, everywhere around town here sold out. I happened to be out that day, and I was looking around for it. You couldn't find it anywhere.
Huh.
It's just, like, how many people are buying Halo then? Is every single person that owns an Xbox bought Halo at one point in time or something? I mean... How are they selling a game that sells so well at $50? Drop it to $30, and it's still, and then just boom, disappears because it's selling even better. I mean, my God.
Maybe people stockpile them so they can sell them later on eBay.
You never know. You never know. I wouldn't doubt it either. I wouldn't doubt it. But that's $30. Excuse me.
Knocked off.
Now, I went to I took a little trip over to EB's website, ebgames.com. And you go into the section of games that you want. You know, you pick, on the left over there it says like Xbox or PS2 or whatever. And, you click that so you're under the right section. And then on the search box, you leave it blank, and then you click the little box underneath it that says search only in Xbox or whatever you picked, right?
Right.
And hit go. It will pull up every single game for that system, right? In no particular order. And at the very top, you can sort it by who makes it, genre, whatever the hell you want. And then you can also sort it by the price. Now click on it and just go to, instead of $0 to $10, go to $10 to $20 games. And just glancing through the list, we see games like Splinter Cell for the Xbox. You know, that was
awesome.
Pretty new. You know, and yeah fairly awesome. New game too, a pretty awesome game, right? Sega GT Online. You don't use your Xbox Live enough? You know, I broke my headset yesterday. I'm so
talking
pissed.
To me.
Talking, was I on the phone with you?
Yeah.
Damn, that pissed me off. I don't remember who I was talking to.
Yeah, that was Damien.
I thought it was too, but I guess not. No. I guess not. No, well. Yeah, that's what I do remember now. Yeah, you're right. I was pretty tired when I'm on the phone. But anyway, Sega GT Online, you know? Hunter the Reckoning. Do you remember that game that we played that one day? I own it. We got us all together.
Yeah, the party, two of you guys.
Such a cool game. Such a cool game. What's his name on this? Kruger. Inquisitor Kruger owns that game. He loves it. Plays it with his girlfriend all the time. $20, probably $15. I didn't actually write the prices of these down. These are $10 to $20.
Are those new games or used?
These are new. I also didn't look at used games either. I looked at just the new games. Yeah, because see, I have something against buying used games. I just don't like them because I open them up, the disc is scratched.
Somebody else used them before. Doesn't have that special feeling.
I don't have a problem with used games because I've bought a lot of used games and they work just fine. You know?
See, the used games I've purchased have been one in number. The only used game I've
people buying used
bought
game from me, it's
Metal
almost
Gears.
Like a deal because yeah, I where, always
where
keep
did you
my
buy
this
that?
Doesn't work if we're all talking over each other. Nobody heard anything that either three of us said.
I said, where did you go to buy that used game?
eBay. Remember, I bought Metal Gear Solid used.
It's like when I bought my used games, I went to Electronic Boutique, and you know they won't take a game if it's really scratched.
Yeah, that's
up,
true.
So you're getting a fairly decent game.
That's true. That's
so
true.
If you want to go even cheaper, go that route.
Yeah, you can get a lot of used games. I mean, there's Game Crazy, there's Electronic Boutique,
GameStop.
You know, GameStop. All these guys, they have reasonably priced used games, and if you get something new. I mean, if you, like a new release, like, go there on a day, like, a week after a game is released, and I guarantee you will find somebody that bought it, played it, beat it, gave it back to them. Right?
Yeah.
Constantly. And sure, the game might be $40, but that's still $10 you're saving on a game that somebody probably put in his Xbox or whatever, put in his console once,
right.
Played it, beat it, took it out, put it in the box, and brought it there.
I just think one point. Don't go to a video store to buy your used
Yeah, that's
games.
Not a good place either. I find that those are trash.
So I'm talking when I buy it, when I rent a video game, it's like, I don't care. I rented it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. Fuck you, B. You know how many stickers you get on your case?
But look at a video store. They put stickers on the disc, which is even worse. It's hard on the motor of your DVD reader and whatever. I mean, those are really bad. But what were you saying now when we were all talking at once?
I forgot.
That's what I thought. Okay. So then we've got, Blade 2. Like, I wrote down a bunch of movie games because they probably suck. X2, Wolverine's Revenge. But these are games that I thought weren't that bad. You know, like, when I heard about them, I didn't think they were horrible. I don't remember them getting really bad scores, but I don't remember them being fantastic games, you know.
I don't really like all the movie games.
Yeah, most of them suck.
Which ones are surprising are the Lord of the Rings series. They're doing
The
really
Return of the
well.
King one is pretty badass.
I heard the first one sucks, though. Fellowship over here.
Fellowship of the Ring? It was pretty decent.
I mean, the second one I heard of good stuff.
It was alright.
The third one, Return of the King.
Return of the King, I keep hearing really good stuff about. You know, but that's a $50 game. That's a brand new game. But just wait a little bit. I guarantee. I mean, look at the price. I know that everybody who listens to us knows well enough that if you just wait a certain amount of time, almost any game, particularly these movie games, get dropped to $20.
And they're going to have a special edition coming out to the whole 3-in-1.
Yeah, probably. But, like, you know, back to the games, though. I mean, look at Armed and Dangerous. Armored and Dangerous for the Xbox is $50. I've seen it for $30
for
the PC already. $30. How long ago did that come out?
Not real long.
Maybe a month?
A month or two. Yeah.
Already down $20.
I bought for it for Christmas.
You know, yeah, for the Xbox. So, you see what I'm saying though? Is just, you can wait out some of these great games. You don't have to be playing them right away. What about Beyond Good and Evil for the Xbox? Brand new. $20.
Whoa.
You know, that's supposed to be one of the really cool games out now, right? I mean, it seems like I just started hearing about it a little bit ago.
That's pretty cool. I've been playing
on the PC, right? Yeah. I mean, there's another good game. Star Wars, Clone Wars. I imagine if you're a big Star Wars fan, you're really into that Star Wars crap. I'm sorry, but I hate it. No, try as he might, Riboflavin really is dying to, for some reason, convince me to play Star Wars Galaxies, and I won't budge. I'm being really bullheaded about it, but... Well, I can't handle it. I can't handle this.
You won with the Force before.
I can't handle it. You know, it's like, I see his point, I'm sure it's a fine game. But I actually know two people, like, in real life, like, I know people, two people that play that game. One of them is a complete Star Wars nut, so he likes it no matter what, and everybody else bitches about it. So, I mean, I don't know. On top of that, I don't care for the sci-fi thing anyway. Whether or not it has anything to do with Star Wars, which, you know, it obviously does. I don't care how much you say, oh, well, it's just regular sci-fi. No, okay, it's not going to happen. I'm sorry.
I don't know. Knights of Old Republic's pretty tight, huh?
Yeah, you know, I keep hearing amazing things about that, and yet I skipped over it. I just don't think I can handle it. I'm waiting for that Jade Empire one, though.
Jade Empire,
that sounds so
cool. That looks pretty good.
Oh, my God. But wait, okay, we got to focus. Use the Force, you guys. Use the Force.
You can't handle the Force.
Let's see. SSX Tricky. I mean... That's a fat game.
Oh, yeah.
$20. $20, you can't go wrong, right? Blood Rain, a decent game. I thought that was a pretty decent game. Plus, you get to hear us say, fuck. That was pretty cool. Were you guys there? I know we were at Wolf's house.
Oh, yeah.
Because remember we were doing something, and she's all, what the fuck? And we all kind of stopped, and I'm all, what did she say? That was kind of cool. You don't hear that much in games.
I mean, she sucked, too. Huh?
So,
I like that.
Bloodwake, not a bad shooting game. That was
I don't know.
So I didn't think it was that
bow,
bad.
The bow one?
Yes, the bow one.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I played for like 10 minutes. That's about it.
I don't know. For $20, that's not too... I can't imagine it being that... But see, my point is we probably won't like it.
Right.
But I know that there's people that like that kind of game. You know, I mean, this isn't all about us. We're trying to, like, educate people here.
It
right,
is
you know?
About us.
Yeah. Shh. What about, okay, now here's one that I really, really, really am kicking myself for not buying every time I saw it. On the Xbox, it's called Gun Valkyrie. That game was so fat. I played the demo of that endlessly, and then I saw it for sale somewhere, and for some reason I was like, had my head in my ass and forgot how fat it was, and now I can't find it anywhere new. And I'm not going to pay $40 on eBay for it. So I was pretty upset about that, but they had it here. You know what? This was one of the ones I did write down used because I couldn't find it new anywhere. So I must have wrote down a few used, but most of the time I think they were brand new on EB Games website. Brute Force, already $20.
Whoa.
You know, and that's kind of a cool game. I really was enjoying it. I loved playing that ninja chick or whatever she was, the invisible person.
Assassin?
Yeah, whatever she was. That was rad. Silent Hill 2, you know, you're into that genre, you know, you like the scary, creepy survival horror crap. Here's one that I love. Paid $50 for it the day it came out. Panzer Dragoon Orta. I do not think you can buy a better shooting, blast, and kill everything game. Contra, Shattered Soldier, maybe. But for the Xbox, my money rests on Panzer Dragoon. I mean, everybody that's looking for some kind of a game that's just like incredible graphics and lots of explosions and just rapid button pushing and just insane time, for $20, Panzer is where it's at.
Can't go wrong.
No, you can't. Unreal Championship is $20 for the Xbox. I mean, you know, you gotta
live
get your
supported, right?
You gotta get your first person shooter on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, live supported too. You can play online, right?
Right.
Here's one that I paid $50 when it first came out because I wanted it so bad, and I was kind of upset because it was kind of a letdown for $50, but it was well worth like maybe $25, $30. Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance.
Hell yeah.
You know, that was a pretty cool damn game.
I got PS2 version.
You know, yeah, you got the PS2 one, which is, I mean, they're all for like $15, $20 now for every console, even a game.
I don't think $20 for mine. I think I got Bridges too.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, hack and slash, you know, Dungeon Dragon style. It just, I wish you could make your own guy instead of pick the guys, but it's still a pretty cool game. Still a pretty cool game. And another game that I think you cannot go wrong on, Capcom versus SNKEO.
What was $30, a brand new one when it came out?
Already down to like $15, $20. It plays online. You can kick anybody's ass all over the world any time of day. And then you can talk shit to them through the microphone if you didn't break yours. How cool is that? You know, and this is 2D fighting at its best. I mean, the Xbox got some killer
titles.
Can't
go wrong for $20.
Right, what about Tony Hawk? Tony Hawk 3, Tony Hawk 4, mm-hmm. Tony Hawk 2X.
You can get Tony Hawk 4 is fat.
See, I liked one. I liked the 2X pack. I thought
never got into Tony Hawk.
That's because you're like retarded. You can't handle the controls or something.
I don't know. I'm pretty kicking ass in the amp.
But there's another one that's $20.
Yeah,
amps is $20.
That game definitely works.
But the controls are different though. But I have Tony Hawk 4. I have the $20 version, the Greatest Hits Platinum, whatever it's called, for the Xbox. I love it. Sitting down, just, you know, busting it out real quick. You know, the only problem I noticed was that there was one song that I'd ripped, you know, because you can make your own playlist, you know?
Yeah.
You just put your CD in your Xbox and it'll rip the music for you. Then when you're in the game, you tell it to use your playlist. There's one song that it ripped horribly screwed up, and it's not like it was some protected CD either. This was like, it just didn't, it just friggin' Windows Media audio sucked my ass. So, it sounds like crap, but it was
I thought you loved Billy.
No.
No, that's me.
Yeah, you're the whore. I give him credit as a businessman, but that's all I give him credit for. You can't do anything else right.
Bitch.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. Let's move on to the PS2. I'm a little tired of talking about the Xbox. I'm tired of talking. Why don't somebody else read the PS2 games? Or at least, not read them, like boring.
I was going to do
that. You can't hear me.
Bought you the PS2 one. How much?
The PS2 console itself
is $100 price.
$180, except for you have to buy a memory card.
Right.
And if you want to play online, you've got to buy adapter. A $40 network adapter. And then, come March, you've got to spend, you don't have to, but if you want it, it's another 100 bones for the hard drive.
Jesus Christ.
Which is supposed to come with Final Fantasy XI on it anyway.
Woohoo! Yeah, like I said.
No. Check it out, though. I was thinking. Check this out, though. Wait a minute. I know. I did it on purpose. If it comes as Final Fantasy XI, and you don't have to pay for the game, because it's free, right? It comes with the hard drive.
Right.
It's pre-installed on the hard drive. The first month, I imagine, is free. And you only got to pay $13 a month. I could run my bizarre dude on my PlayStation. Just leave it on all the time. And that'll be the guy selling my shit. And I wouldn't have to buy another $50 version of it.
That's a great idea.
That's such a good idea.
Okay, folks, this is a low for gaming.
I know. I'm getting to be... Well, see, now we started the crafting thing. I started trying the cooking.
Are you cooking?
Yeah. I got it up to 16, finally. Damn it, we're not talking about fucking Final Fantasy.
Okay, let me get it on.
Fucking 11.
Okay, here's some cheap games. Well, budget games.
Yeah, budget games. We're not cheap ass. we're not budget's even a little
okay,
hard.
Okay, for PS2. How about Gauntlet, Dark Legend, or Legacy?
Gauntlet, yeah, the Gauntlet one. Gauntlet for the PS2, right? That's always a fun game to sit around with your buddies.
That's a party game.
Kill some shit. I hate playing Gauntlet with you, though.
Why?
You steal all the shit.
No, I was...
Oh, yeah. No, you did too. bullshit.
Odie's the one stealing all the stuff. No. He's like, hog everything.
No, you were the one snagging all the stuff.
Really? I don't remember.
Odie was pretty bad, but I remember always being mad at you. Here I am with like 10 hit points, I'm the wizard, I'm dying. And you're like, ooh, food, I got 1,000 hit points and I'm a warrior, I need that. Hate you.
How about Rogue Ops?
Rogue Ops, that's a fairly new game. Already down to $20, brand new on the PS2.
Maximo, Ghost of Glory.
How can you? Well, okay. I didn't like it.
The camera sucked.
The camera drove me up the freaking wall. But a lot of people that can tolerate it love that game. I mean, it is a good game. They did such a good job, except for on the camera. And unfortunately, that was enough to break it for me.
That ruins a lot of games.
It ruins way too many games. But I've also been told we complain too much on this. Yeah, we complain an awful.
A complainer?
I think it's me. I don't know why, but I take everything personally. I was really bugged last night, but anyway, go on. I was tripping.
Okay, let's skip the next one.
Yeah, I just wrote down a whole lot of them there, so that we could, just flip through, so.
Okay, I've got a Final Fantasy X.
Final Fantasy X, $20 is the greatest hit title, and I know it, I don't like it.
You never played it.
Yeah, I sat down there and watched it for 2 hours with you, and you had about 4 minutes of game time, okay? That game sucks ass, I don't care. It sucks. It's not even a game.
It got more interesting than when that game goes on, though.
Oh, I'm sure the movies are fantastic.
Dot Hack, Part 1.
Okay, Dot Hack, Part 2 has got to be $25-$30 by now, too.
Yeah, it's been a while. 4 should be out. The final one
4 is already out. It's $50, it though. Yeah, it is. Yeah. But, there's a good example of a fat game that went down in price really quick.
Yes, so 4 will go down real quick.
Huh?
No, that's our final one, so.
I don't know. 3 hasn't gone down too much, I don't think.
No.
But it's still getting more affordable.
Dark Cloud.
You know, there's a pretty cool role-playing game for the PS2. It's a greatest hits title. It was one of those that was
I got stuck, though, at some part of the game.
See, I really wanted to play.
I tried to play, right? There's a part I have to duel with this wolf guy, or dragon guy, whatever.
Yeah.
And I could never figure out how to do it.
You know what was hard for me was the dueling in Suikoden. Suikoden 3? Dude, the dueling in that, I couldn't figure out to save my life for the longest time.
I thought that one was crazy.
A weird, hard time with that for some reason.
Oh, well. How about SSX Trixie?
SSX Tricky?
Trixie?
It's not a porno. Tricky.
Oh, yeah. Deep
penetration.
Hunter.
How do we do so good some shows, and then some shows it's fuck and piss and blow me every 10 seconds?
You do it to me.
Is it me? Yeah. Is it really me? Am I the one here
so
who's
you.
Too hard to hear on the microphone?
You're the one's like bitching on the phone.
Am I the one who never brings any notes? Am I the one? I guess I do complain the most.
I brought notes the last 2 shows. Yeah, I slacked this time. Give me a break.
You've been on how many total?
I don't know.
3?
4
now.
5, I think.
Anyway,
we do that initial 3 or 4 in my house.
Alright, we're already at 35 minutes, so let's go.
Okay, Baldur's Gate, Dark Alliance.
Hey, I mean, you can't lose. I think that's a fantastic game. Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance 2 is coming out pretty soon. So get this one. Test it first. It's going to be a lot of the same. You might as well spend $15 before you spend $50.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Here's all the racing games gamers dreamed of. Gran Turismo 3.
Gran Turismo 3, right? A-spec.
Yeah.
That's a fat game. You know, $20.
Xenosaga, $20?
I think, role-playing game last year, $20. You know, that is the best $20 you can spend.
Suikoden
3, $20 now.
You still? I thought it's a rare.
I've seen it. I've seen it all over. They sell it brand new there.
Oh. How about GTA 3?
Didn't we just say that?
Yeah, we did. I already went over that.
Hitman 2.
Hitman 2. It's actually better on the consoles than it is on the PC, I swear to God.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, too. That's a cool game, running around, you're off in people, and there's a whole bunch of different ways to go through it,
Yeah. Carrying the body off in the bushes.
Yeah. I mean, that's a really fun game. And here's a game that was $50, maybe, how long ago? A year ago, maybe?
Yeah,
8 months or so? It didn't seem like it was that long ago.
No, it's not.
Already down to $20.
Hatchet and Clank it.
Hatchet and Clank it? How about Ratchet and Clank? There's a wolf wave right there. Hatchet and Clank.
Yeah.
Ratchet and Clank, that's one of those platformer games. You know that Jack and Daxter's got to be $20, so I actually didn't see it, but I'm sure it is. Really cool platformer games. Again, I have problems with the camera, but everybody else seems to like him an awful lot.
They got a pretty cool commercial for it.
It's another great one, Wild Arms 3.
Wild Arms 3,
I don't know. I got my unopened set on a...
Yours is open.
Oh, yeah, it's open. I played like 10 minutes.
You don't like it because it's cel-shaded, so that's why you don't like it.
Oh, and here's a great one, Devil May Cry.
Devil May Cry, right? $20. The first one's $20.
Second one's $20, too.
Is it already?
Sure.
I keep hearing the second one sucks compared to the first one, though. So.
First one's alright. I mean, I played it for like 3 hours straight, and I haven't played since.
Yeah, now remember, we're only expressing our opinion here. We're not right or wrong by any means. This is just what we think, which is why I always list off games that I think that people might really enjoy, or that I hear the community at large, you know, likes. That's why some of these games I can't stand, but they're on the list. Because I know somebody somewhere likes them, and I hate to be one-sided about things. You know, I hate to sound like...
Yeah, we gotta look at it from all parts.
I try.
Okay. Let's see, Kingdom Hearts.
Kingdom Hearts. Now, see, there's one that like I have, and I bought it on somebody else's word. I still haven't opened it yet, because I'm waiting for the time. I'm waiting for other games to get out of the way. But, you know, again, a great game, I hear. $20.
I got a great idea for you on that game. You should watch Alice in Wonderland first, and then play by me. You got a party in there, though.
Here's an awesome one. Metal Gear Solid 2.
Metal Gear Solid 2.
Can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong.
Which one? The Substance? Or
no, Substance is like $40, and then the other one.
Sons of Liberty.
Sons of Liberty is only $20, yeah.
Same game.
Same game. You just don't get the VR mission. So what?
Big deal.
Okay, so we gave you an idea on the PS2. Let's skip to the GameCube.
GameCube games. Yeah, GameCube itself is only $100. $100.
How much is Game Boy Advance?
Game Boy Advance is only, the Game Boy Advance SP is only $100 too.
Yeah.
But they've got some killer games on the GameCube. Like, look, Star Fox Adventures is only $20.
That's a
pretty cool little adventure.
I like the first one.
You know what? This one's on all of them too, I think. Burnout 2. That's like $20. And that is a pretty cool racing game for $20. That is a really cool racing game. Resident Evil, Resident Evil Zero. Both of those games are $20 on the GameCube.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all right? You like the survival horror? What about, what's that one?
Eternal Darkness.
Eternal Darkness. Yeah, $15, brand new. I mean, there's so many good games that you just can't go wrong with for $20. Super Monkey Ball. Hours.
Addicting.
Right? Endless fun. I remember you talking about that all the time when you had it.
Addicting.
You played that more than like Mario and Godzilla, maybe not more than Godzilla, but maybe.
And Godzilla was pretty fun.
Yeah. I'm not sure how much that one is now, but I mean, they've even got Luigi's Mansion, brand new, $20. Baldur's Gate, Dark Alliance, $20. Hunter, The Reckoning. These games are on other, you know, Baldur's Gate and Hunter are on other systems. So no matter where you go, you've got some great games. Wave Race, Blue Storm. I only paid $20 for this. That was actually kind of hard to find for $20, though. I had to actually, like, really, really look for it, and I actually found it for $20. Zone of the Enders 2, I'm kicking myself for not buying that. Brand new, $17, and I've never picked it up, and I loved the demo for that game.
I bet you there.
It might be, dude. I really want to, like, try that again. I mean, that was a fat game. And for $15 or $20, I could sell it on eBay.
You said two or one?
Two.
Two.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
No way.
$20. Right? Crazy Taxi. That's, I think they have that for everything else too. Yeah. Crazy Taxi, some fun shit.
That was a fun game.
Dude,
I remember that on my Dreamcast.
But that was just it. It was fun on the Dreamcast.
See, I mean,
it got ported. It kind of sucked though. Like, the graphics weren't up to par.
I mean, reason I played that game because of a taxi driver.
Creepy's dead, yeah. Let's see. Oh, here's one that I keep hearing so many amazing things about. Yet, I refuse to play because I just have no interest in it. Star Wars Rogue Squadron 2 Rogue Leader for the GameCube.
Yeah, I've heard a lot.
I keep hearing about how fat that game is. $20. $20, you know?
It's Star Wars, man. I will not pay $10.
Hey, I've played a good Star Wars game before. I played a really cool Star Wars game.
Screw George Lucas.
I played, what was that game? On a Super Nintendo. Super Star Wars? What, was that the one?
Yeah.
That game was incredible. Creepy had it, remember?
I remember.
Playing up at his house, hiding from the taxi driver. Dude, that game was fat. That game was fat for a Star Wars game. And I don't doubt KOTOR's fat either. I bet it's totally fat. I do doubt that SWG's fat. I really do. I don't think it's that great. There's no way. Not with all the crap I hear about it. You know? And then the few people liking it, there's no way. Anyway, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about cheap-ass games.
Budget.
Budget, yes. Underpriced. Underappreciated. Less than Highway Robbery.
Slipped under the radar.
That's, you know, some of these did. Some of these I would really like to try out.
It's like Goodyear upgrade.
You know, yeah, they are. Tiger Woods, PGA Tour 2003. You know? That is an incredible.
I heard nothing but good stuff.
Nothing but good stuff for a golf game.
Well, I play lots of golf
for games. $20, you know? And it's not like the courses change much each year. I mean.
Yeah, really. I think we grew a new plan over there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, how much are they going to change, right? NASCAR Thunder 2003. I loved playing that on the Xbox.
Oh, yeah. Especially with four other people.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Remember Def Jam Vendetta? That's already $20.
Damn.
$20. I didn't like it at all. But
it's like a wrestling game, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people like wrestling games. So.
It's kind of gay.
Again, SSX Tricky, out for the GameCube, $20. Worms Blast? Worms is a lot of fun, especially with a lot of people. They have Hitman on that also. Hitman 2 for the GameCube. Now, there's a lot of pretty good $30 stuff, too. Like, maybe Mario Sunshine is $30. Metroid Prime, $30. You're playing for a AAA title, $30.
It's like one of the best games of all time.
Yeah. I mean, this is an amazing game for $30. And, you know, you're not breaking the bank. You might have to not buy, you know, something you wanted for a little bit to get that extra $10. You know, hell, I see smokers complaining about the $13 it costs to play an MMORPG. If I swear to God, smoke two less cigarettes a day.
Take out two packs of smokes, there you go.
You know, you're set. You know, depending on what state you live in, it might only be, you know, it might only be two packs, maybe three.
I think in New York, cigarettes are like
$8 a pack. Yeah. Two packs. You know what I'm saying?
Jesus Christ.
And this is for a month of entertainment to play your game. And I see people complaining about the price an awful lot, and I just don't get it. I just don't understand. Like, I have to stand by it and say that $13 is not a lot of money. You know?
I won't do it because I don't want to get sucked up into that.
Yeah, yeah, but we're not talking about whether the game is good or not. We're not talking about how much time. We're just talking about simply the price of things. You know, $13. When I was a kid in high school, and I got $2 lunch money every day to go buy a pretzel and some nacho cheese sauce.
Man, I got a quarter.
Yeah, but you went to school in like 1947, right?
Hey. Oh my God.
Ouch. Man,
looks like you left your hair back there too.
Oh! I thought you would know World War II was your grandpa.
You guys are asking for
it. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, the point is there's some fat games out there. Now, I didn't want to type out the list of the greatest hits titles because they're available at the company's website. There's great, just glance at the greatest hits. You know why they're called greatest hits? Not because they suck and they're all of a sudden $20. They call them greatest hits and platinum and gamer's choice because they sell, right. You know, really good and they just happen to be reasonably priced now, you know?
They were great games.
They're fantastic games, okay?
Fantastic.
And they're reasonably priced now. Now, let's move on to the big kahuna here, alright?
Mm-hmm.
The PC.
Whip it out.
I have a drink here.
Is this one time?
To wash this down? Dude, that's, you know what, how much Pulp Fiction's been in my mind lately?
Playing. I gotta watch it.
Dude, you know why? You know why? It's from playing goddamn Final Fantasy XI. Every frigging person I talk to at past about 1 a.m. is Japanese. And I just want to scream, English, motherfucker, do you speak it? You know, I just want to just throttle these people sometimes. They piss me off.
What?
They'll just totally discriminate me.
Hey, I thought you loved Japanese
people. They totally, they're pretty cool, but they they're cool because they'll come help you out, but they totally discriminate when you need to party. They're like, oh, no, I'm sorry, man. You don't speak Japanese. They totally don't want to deal with us, and it sucks, you know. But anyway, we're not here to talk about Final Fantasy.
Yeah, see what you did?
I know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to focus, dude, but it's killing me.
Okay.
It's killing me. All right, on to the PC games. Now, we have the ultimate here. We've got, okay, now let's talk about, well, first of all, our rigs. What do you got, Wolf?
Okay, if you want to play a game, you need a halfway decent machine, right?
Did you hear a word I said? Did you know why I called your house the other day? Remember, I asked you something, I was like, where are you at in Final Fantasy? And you answered with, I don't smoke at home. Just fucking listen. Jesus Christ. I asked, okay, let me try this again. Hunter, what is your machine?
Let's see, I'm running a... Asus motherboard with a...
Yeah, it's an A7V333.
With an Athlon XB 1900.
1900.
GeForce 4 64 meg video card.
GeForce 4, and that's one of the faster ones, actually. Yeah, you actually got one of the... It's like faster RAM, but not 128 meg, so yeah. It actually pays off.
Let's see.
You got a DVD burner. A
DVD burner.
You got a CD burner.
CD burner.
You've got,
19-inch monitor.
19-inch monitor. It's a KDS though, right?
Yeah.
You know I like to discriminate against KDS. I don't like them. And then what else have you got? You've got, you got that fat mouse though, the Logitech MX700.
Yeah.
You've got, mouse. You got some pretty nice stuff over there. Sound Blaster Live 5.1.
My keyboard, Steve. Someone is a Microsoft something. Yeah. Anyway.
And then you've got, what do you got for storage in there? Hard drive.
I got a 60 gig and a 20 gig.
Okay, now how much did all this cost you?
Oh, God. Over time, probably about a couple grand.
Probably, right? Yeah, this is an insane amount of money for this crap, right? Now, Wolf, are you with us?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you got? What's your main rig?
Okay, I got a Pentium 4, 2.4 gigahertz, with a VM motherboard, 1 gig DDR, 3200, Western Digital, 120 gigabyte hard drive, got a GeForce 4 Ti 4200 video card.
In my eyes, the budget card, right?
Yeah. Cheap-ass card.
I hate to say it like that, but it's probably not the case. I know I'm sure it runs everything just fine for you.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, there's no reason that I should be making fun of it.
Hercules.
The only reason, you know what it is? I know what it is. You know what? It's because we always make fun of each other.
Yeah.
That's what the listeners don't know. That's what it is, because it's like this big game with us. Like, and we just mean it as a joke to ourselves, but I guess, because think about it, you know how you always say, oh, I gotta, you know, like when somebody buys a new part.
Faster than yours.
Exactly. You know, it's like when somebody buys a new part, you gotta rub it in just to, you know, I mean, you don't mean anything by it, we're just joking with each other, you know, just like, haha, I got something fatter, you know, just to screw with each other. And then I guess we do kind of say it on the show like that, so that we kind of make it sound bad. But anyway, what else you got in there?
Got a Hercules GTXP. Game Theater
XP sound card.
Yeah.
Flat screen, 18-inch monitor or something.
17 inches.
17-inch flat screen. LCD. Yeah. Plus you get all kinds of gadgets though. Like you have like a laser printer and a regular inkjet printer and you got lots of garbage.
Not really garbage.
You buy lots of garbage.
I got home networks. So.
You buy lots of crap. Everybody has
a
home network.
I still have at home with mom.
You buy lots of crap. You buy like the little adapter for the memory card for your camera. For your fat little, you know what I mean? And then you buy a reader, then you buy the plug, and then you buy the stand for it, and then you have so much crazy shit every time I go to your house. It's just unreal how you get all this crap together, but it's really cool. I mean, you've got it all hooked up to your, you know, home stereo and stuff like that, you know, so it's pretty fat. And mine, nothing special here. I mean, but it cost me, okay, now how much did that cost you think?
About $3,000 probably.
Probably about,
At least.
Yeah, because see, we don't buy it.
I buy part by part. Exactly. Time for updating my motherboard, change a board, change a CPU, get more RAM, get a bigger hard drive.
Exactly. We don't buy that pre-made.
But though, I sell my old stuff on eBay.
Yeah, everybody's, you know, well, see, I just turned it into another machine, and I've got the same board that Hunter has, but it's an older version, and actually will not go any higher than this. The Asus A7B333 board with an Athlon XP 2600. It's got a Sound Blaster Odyssey, which I can't stand. You know, but that was like $150, I'm sure I paid for that. For a sound card that I can't stand. I hate that whole VIA and sound and Creative Labs problem. And again, I fell victim to it. You know, I've got a DVD burner in there, a CD burner. I've got, nothing really. Hell, I even have a floppy drive that doesn't work, but I have it in there just for the shits and giggles, you know. Yeah, I've got. I actually have a weird, funky setup for the hard drives too. I've got a Promise Ultra 100 ATA 100 controller card because I've got. I'm huge on storage. That's just my problem. Is I like to have like my DVDs. I'll rip them and compress them to DivX, and I'll store them on the machine. And since I had when I moved. And took my little trip. I sold my server and the other machines I had laying around, so I lost all my storage, you know, on the one machine. So I had to turn my desktop into kind of like the do everything until I need to get my shit back together and get another slave machine to do all this. So I'm huge on storage, and I've got 320 gig drives, but not one of them I paid over $60 for. I've got a 60 in there, and then I got a 40 sitting in the closet, and then I've got, and I've got them hooked up to that controller card though. Rather than the board itself, because I've got the optical drives running on that. And then, that's right, there's a 16-speed DVD drive, the quad-speed DVD burner, and the TDK CD burner. That's why I have to have a controller, because there's too much crap in there.
Oh yeah, I got an external. I turned my
see what I'm saying? All that little extra crap you got.
Yeah, I got external stuff.
Yeah, you got lots.
My hard drive.
You got all kinds of weird crap floating around the house. It blows. Every time I go there, I'm like, whoa.
My hotel was full though.
Look at this crap. I got shit stacked.
No, my stack.
I know. Yours is way worse. I know.
You see how small my desk was.
Yeah.
See my shit just like all piled up.
Almost as small as your penis.
I know. I really need to clean this out or something, but. Point is, the machine's not that fat, and it cost me thousands to buy all this crap. Oh, my video card is the one fat thing I have. And that's the one thing I have. It's a GeForce FX 5900, but I just got it, but I didn't go out and run out and buy it when it was $500. Right? That's just retarded, okay? Right. I waited until it was $300, and then I jumped on it.
Yeah, I planted the seed, though.
So, yeah, you guys start fucking with me. Your shit's too slow, man. Hey, fuck you. And but remember this, though. I went from a GeForce 3 to this. You guys all have this GeForce 4 for so long, and were making fun of me, and, you know, hey, I didn't have money for a better video card. I had to wait.
No, actually, I just, like, upgrade, sell my old one and get a new one.
Yeah, I know how. Yeah, I understand. But what I'm saying is, like, you have to change with the times. You know, and you don't absolutely have to
keep it up. Can't be keeping it up.
You can keep up to a certain point. Like, I guarantee my GeForce 3 still whole pulls its own today. I know it's got to be fairly decent. I know it's not that bad of a card, believe it or not.
It's a decent card.
Believe it or not, that thing did some amazing stuff, and I'm still impressed with it.
You have it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I was going to throw in another machine, but I don't have any money for another machine, so I'm just kind of waiting. It's not worth it to sell. They go for like $30-$40.
Gee.
You know, it's not worth it to sell. I might as well hang on to it. And that cost me $350 back, you know, two, 3 years ago.
That's how much I paid for mine.
But with the amount of games I play, yeah, we got it at the same time, remember? Yeah,
I got a fat one.
We dude, mine is fat.
I got Elsa.
Mine's a gang word, though. One of the gold friggin' things. And tell yourself that if it makes you feel better. Jesus Christ. You see what happens? This is the kind of shit I'm talking about. Anyway. Alright, fuck all that. So, what it comes down to is we spend entirely too much money just chasing after a machine that is gonna keep up with, you know, the latest of the latest games and run them at really high resolutions. And I don't know why we do this, you don't need to. I mean, look at Oath. Motherfucker's got dual processor fucking...
Hell old.
You know what I mean? Hell old shit. It kicks the crap. I bet you money that it would spank both of our boxes.
Probably
nothing.
At some point, some programs maybe.
No, I get. Yeah, but the ones that matter. Run Unreal Tournament. Run Quake 3. Run Frag Ops. And you know that when you're running something like Final Fantasy, it may only use one processor, but it sure is nice to have that other one pick up all the OS crap. I guarantee. Because remember, I had a dual Pentium 2 450 way back in the day.
I used to have
poured my heart and fucking soul into that machine. Every dime I had went into major debt, and it was the best machine I ever had though. I miss that dual shit, man.
BP6?
Yeah, you had the fat one, the BP6 with the Celeron. Yeah, everybody did. That thing was big on that. That thing was fat. But you see how it is? We're just junkies with this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
This is what we do. This is our hobby and our interest. This is just what, you know, what we like to do. We're not into model airplanes and whatnot. Not, you know, we don't spend thousands of dollars on models or cars or real estate or whatever it is that your hobby is. This is why that, you know, we have this kind of elitist attitude about some of our stuff. It's just like, this is what we do. This is, you know, what is fun to us is
who we are.
You know, exactly. You know, playing games and keeping up on top of technology. This is, you know, so that's why, you know, I'm sure we come off a little cocky to some people or something. I don't know what the problem is. But
I am not a snot.
Yeah. So, I mean, but really, we're struggling. And yet we managed to pull it off just because of the way we do things. You know, it's just like, this is what matters. This is it for us. I mean, without this, dude, I don't know what I'd do with myself.
Yeah.
I would freaking lose it. You know, what would I do? Be one of those couch potatoes and sit there and watch this TV all day?
I've been trying that lately. I don't like it.
I know. I don't see how anybody can tolerate that, man.
It's like I have my sister-in-law up my ass on my machine, and it's like, you know, bitch, get your own computer.
That's right, man. You gotta do that. It's just you learn so much messing with it. You learn so much about it. You learn so much just being online, you know. I mean, you need information. It's right there.
Yeah, I know a lot more than what I used to. I mean, it used to be stupid.
And it's just because the computer's right there, you know, and so you can answer every question. I wish I had this when I was a kid, man.
I still come off stupid sometimes, you know. I'll ask you a dumb question, you know, and you chew my
I just like to make fun of you. Yeah, because you ask me dumb shit, like, I don't know. You just ask me questions.
Stuff I know, you know.
Stuff that, exactly. And I'm like, why did you even ask me this? I don't get it, man. It's like it's too lazy to look it up yourself. But
yeah, that's
I know, it pisses me off. Read the fucking manual. Okay. Back on topic here. We're already pushing it out. I was going to make this the budget show and bring it into 59 minutes, right? That would have been great, but I don't think we're not going to make it. So anyway, let's talk about what Okay, just go ahead. Wolf put together a budget gaming machine. And when we say budget, we're talking this thing beats our machines. More or less. And it was how much? Wait a minute. Just read down the hardware list here and then read off the prices and whatnot.
Okay, let me see. I got a CPU motherboard combo. It's a Asus ATN AX. With a Athlon XP 2600 processor for
$165. $165 for a fat motherboard and a completely up to, well, you know, like, okay.
It's okay.
You know, yeah, that's what I've got now. I think of it as only okay because I know that there's like, what, the 3200s out or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And I tell you what, man, this computer, like, it just seems like over time they get slower and slower. Yeah, but that's but I'll tell you what, I assure you, it's plenty capable of playing every single game. Except for maybe Deus Ex 2.
Mm-hmm. And I got a 512 megs PC 3200 DDR RAM for $58.
$58 for half a gig of RAM, because 256 is just not enough
not
these
enough
days.
Not enough those days.
Not with the hog that Windows XP is.
Mm-hmm.
But plenty for games.
120 gig by Western Digital, JB. Amex, with Amex cash hard drive for $60.
$60 for 120 gigs of storage. That should be most anybody needs.
Got an okay video card. It's an ATI Radeon 9600 Pro with 120 Amex RAM for $80.
$80.
God, it pisses me off.
How much, you just got one, didn't you, for your other machine?
Yeah, it's not even a Pro. It's not like even a 9600. How much? I paid like 150 for it.
And how long ago? 2 months?
What, 4 months?
Four months?
So it's got so many different versions of ATI now.
Yeah, yeah, but we'll cover that in a second. Just go ahead and get the machine out of the way.
Soundcard, Hercules, 7.1 channel, Game Surround.
Because you got to have
that. Kismo, 3. Soundcard. Only thing I picked the Hercules because I don't like
Creative can kiss my ass.
Yeah. Especially put a new chip in
the Odyssey 2s, yeah.
So they can kiss my ass from now on. I've been stick with Hercules lately, so.
Yeah. How much is that sound card?
$45.
$45
after shipping handling.
After shipping handling. See now sound is a very, very important thing when you're gaming. Okay, oh, yeah. That's why we didn't want to go with an onboard sound, because onboard sound is just garbage. Actually, is that an Enforce 2 board?
Yeah, it's Enforce 2. No, it's a Asus ATN AX.
ATN. Who makes the chipset? Isn't that Enforce?
It should be Enforce.
I think. Maybe. If not, they have an A. Maybe not. Maybe it's the AZN one. Maybe. Anyway, if you, like, the Enforce 2 boards have reasonable sound on them, I think. Because they've got, like, all kinds of crazy, like, 6.1 channel sound on the board.
AC97?
So, I don't know what the hell it is. I don't believe in onboard anything. Yeah, so.
Okay, for optical drives, I got light on both. Light on 52X
CD burner
and 16X DVD ROM. Both for about $63.
Cool, that's a hell of a deal.
33 and a 30, so 65.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you don't absolutely must have a DVD burner these days, and certainly you don't need it to play games. But a CD burner is always nice.
Right. And for a case, I just got generic case with a 300 watts power supply. It's at $43.
Uh huh.
Speakers, I got Logitech Z64. It's a 5.1 speakers.
Z64?
Yeah.
640?
640. I forgot zero.
Jesus. I didn't even know what you're talking about. I knew that was wrong.
It's a 5.1 gaming speakers.
Yes, to utilize your sound card. You know, you want to have speakers to match.
Phone on justdeals.com for $35.
Awesome.
Keyboard and mouse, I mean, you can get from like this wireless from justdeals.com.
Uh-huh.
A Logitech one. Both for
A wireless mouse?
Wireless keyboard and the mouse.
What kind of mouse is it?
Logitech. Trackball. I didn't get an optical one. Because this thing's the whole thing.
Did you say trackball?
Well,
yeah, I
did. Did I
see? Yeah, you did. I don't think that's a good mouse for gaming.
So I changed to a cheaper mouse.
Yeah, I'd say because my mouse, which I absolutely adore, is that double or quad or whatever the hell it is, the Logitech USB optical one.
Right.
The red one though. I'm a whore for red. It's like, I think, yeah, $20-$30. It's pretty cheap, right? Yeah. And it's USB. It's corded, though. Now, corded mouse doesn't bother me, but I know Hunter's got the fat gaming mouse, but it was $70. But I think the only...
So, $35, exactly the same mouse on the...
Oh, it's only $35 now? Okay, yeah. So for $35, you can get a wireless MX700, which is, I think, the only mouse that would be worth it for wireless.
800 DPI mouse?
I don't know, whatever.
It's pretty fast.
It's like the only one that I think pulls it off well. For gaming.
Cheap ass monitor made by Benq, BNQ. Mm. It's 17 inches. Max resolution goes up to 1280 by 1024 for $92. That's after shipping and.
Damn.
So and that's $10 for a.
Cooling. Oh, network card, yeah.
Cooling, Simon. I don't know. I threw in $50 for it.
Yeah, because. I spent a lot of money on cooling this rig.
CPU cooler costs about $20. Each of those 80mm fans.
Yeah, gotta have a nice heat sink on that chip.
Oh yeah, you gotta keep the airflow going.
But you don't have to go overboard. You don't have to go water cooling or like we all have. Every single one of us here has like the monster heat sink on our chips. You know, it's like we go a little bit overboard with it, but just because it's like we're enthusiasts. You know, we're the guys that like to buy the windows and the neon lights and the garbage and crap like that. Just it's like the ricers you see driving around town. You know, it's like we don't put that much care into our car. You know, but you know, and I don't feel bad when I see somebody smoke by me. Like, hell, I'm just not that into it.
Yeah, everything came up for $733.
$733.
You that machine kicks the crap out of mine.
Kicks the well, does it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so, huh? 1900 to 2600. No, better.
We have a few good, better things.
Your burner, your DVD burner's nice. And
yeah, my speakers kick the crap out of those.
Yeah. That's right.
Other than that.
But see, those are just a few little things that you have that make it so much, you know, just a little bit different. But. Like, look at mine. That is almost my machine to a T, it sounds like. My machine.
This machine will run most of the stuff.
It will run everything just perfect.
Yeah, because it supports DirectX 9, no problem.
Yeah, for $700, you get, DirectX 9 stuff, because the video card is up to date. And you're not going completely ape shit hog wild with it. You know, you're not getting all the crazy bullshit that you don't need on a machine to sit down and enjoy your game. You don't need all that. You know, what he listed off is exactly what you need to play games, today's games, for only $700.
Oh, yeah, I can go a lot cheaper, too, but, you know, I don't want
to. You can still cut corners. I mean, you do not have to get a fat motherboard like you got. You don't have to. You can go with a really crappy board. I
can go to an XP2200.
You can go, you can drop the chip, you know, and you're losing.
I can drop a video card, too.
I think you could get it under $500.
Oh, easy.
You could use onboard sound.
Oh, yeah,
you could use two-channel speakers. You don't need a fat mouse. I mean, a mouse is a mouse. Well, no, I can't say that because I noticed a monster improvement with what I got here. But still, you can go with like a $20-$30 mouse. You can go with a pretty ghetto keyboard, though. But look at mine. This thing was made in like 1986. There's no Windows key on it.
That's cool.
You know, it's a clunky keyboard. I love this friggin' thing, and I will never get rid of it.
Screw that window key. I screw up all the time.
Yeah, and you know what else I don't like is all that bullshit on your guys' keyboards. Like, I'm going to press this button to fire up Internet Explorer. It's going to be a fucking break. Yeah, you got volume controls, and you've got all this crap. I mean, who did Jesus Christ?
Okay? It's just cool, all right?
It's not cool, all right? Cool. It's cool for, like, my mom, who doesn't know how to work a computer and needs to look at a little picture of the world that says Internet.
Yeah, I'm lazy. I don't like reaching for that volume.
Jesus God. You know what I'm saying, though? Like, okay, for $700, though. And that's with a monitor. Most of these people that are listening out here, I bet money they have a monitor, okay? You know, you don't even need to buy all that stuff.
You don't.
You know?
You can use your old parts, you know, if you
want to. Yeah, you can do that too, but I'm saying from scratch, though, I guess. I mean, if you want to, like, because, like, a lot of people have a machine that's just worth tossing. Like, look at them.
Look at those giveaways, you know, they give you deals. Like, $4.99, give you this, give you that. Guess what? I guarantee you that freaking machine doesn't run. Deuce X or doesn't run on the newer games.
Yeah.
They have onboard video.
He's a gateway, man.
Those are good.
They're up on their games.
I don't know. Some of you guys are both standing up, and we got a while to go, so both of those
stretch
asses bang down. Yeah, stretch my ass. You're playing pocket pool over there is what you're doing.
You're
trying to position yourself behind Hunter for a little loving, aren't you?
Hey.
All right. Now what about, okay, so you've got your $700 computer. Okay, which is geared up for all of today's games. What do you buy? What do you play? Maybe $20 on a controller.
What games? First-person shooters?
What games Max Payne 2.
Max Payne 2, but you're looking at like $50 still.
Yeah, it's not $50.
It's up there. It's not no $30 yet.
No.
It's like $40 maybe.
Yeah.
Or it's free.
What about, like...
Are you pirates out there?
Okay, well, piracy aside, because I really don't like to condone piracy.
No,
what about what about Armed and Dangerous? $30. A brand new game. I mean, this game has literally been out for like a month. I swear to God. It's already $30 on the PC. You're playing a game, we'll talk about today's games. This was like a month old, okay? And you're getting it for $30. What about, let me see. I'm trying to find new stuff here. What about, oh boy. Unreal Tournament 2003. It's not like brand spanking new, but it's a fun game. It'll push your machine, and it's only $20.
And you get to kill people online.
I mean, there's nothing better than killing people.
That's satisfying.
It is. It is. It's the closest thing to real life.
Right? And I have to come clean. I got caught cheating on Black Ops.
Oh my God. You know what?
You know, I was using my real name.
Yeah, your real handle on there, which was a dumb move. Why were you cheating in the first place again?
Oh, God. I got on this server, and I swear to God, all of them bought. I was like, you know what? Why don't we just try this and see how it goes, you know? And I had my bot on, and I'm killing these poor kids. And I'm like, oh, this is fun. Well, this guy got a screenshot of me, and it got my IP, and it just banned me everywhere. Nah. So it's like, now I can't even go on under my real name.
So let me ask you, though, do you think that they're cheating?
Yeah.
You still think that they're cheating, even though you got caught?
Even though I got caught.
Okay. Yeah. I could see them using radar and getting away with it because I used to see a lot of that. These motherfuckers are getting away with radar. But bots, you don't get away with
easily. Here's how you can tell if someone's got a bot. It aims for the weakest point on your character. So if you go out there and you don't have no leggings, you'll notice you'll get shot a lot in the legs.
Strictly in the foot.
Yeah. And it's like, damn, you're like, what the hell?
Damn.
You knew right where to hit me.
Yeah.
It's really? Like, it's unreal.
I thought it was all headshots.
Headshots, too. No, I don't know.
Weakest point on your character.
Pardon me for not being up on my bots and cheating. I don't know anything about this crap, but...
Yeah.
Okay, so now, I remember you calling me, dude, and I felt so bad for you at first. I was like, man, that's bullshit that you were just fucking around once and got, you know, banned.
It was just a little bit. You know,
okay, but then what happened? Why did I lose all faith in you and I was telling you deserve it? Why don't you just tell the whole story?
Oh, because I went back on a different server with a bot and I got caught and kicked off it.
Do you see what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass? Do you see what happens? This is why you don't cheat. Right there. This is
cheating
why
is bad. See, Wolf put the seed in my head.
It's
you know?
Him.
He said, Hunter, you need to cheat to have skill. You need to be like me.
No.
Bro.
Now, what happened, man? I remember because I know that I'm better. Believe it or not, I'm better without cheating.
So am I.
I am better. So why were you cheating? Well, they were just pissing you off because they were so blatantly cheating.
Yeah, they were just being blatant. Yeah, it's like, fuck that.
All right, we got to focus here, guys. Come on. I skipped email, but I really, really, some important crap came up this week that I wanted to read, and I never got around, and I wanted to skip it so we could hurry up in the show so it was not in such a monster amount of time. And we're messing around, straying from the topic too much. I just want to keep it on this. So, what about Return to Castle Wolfenstein, the Fat Pack version, the what's it called? Enemy Territory Pack. It's got the whole game with it, the Enemy Territory crap.
Expansion.
You know, but it's free though. I mean, you can actually download Enemy Territory for free. For free. And it's all free. Right? You do not have to pay for this game. Right? But if you want all the original stuff from the first version of it, you know, like all the missions and crap, not just the online part, you know, it's like $20 and you get it all anyway. Okay? What about America's Army? It's another free game.
That game sucks though.
You know, how do you know it sucks?
I played it.
My white ass.
Yes, I played
Bullshit.
I'm saying there's some weird shit in that game. America's Army, you know, they planted a bunch of weird
stuff. Dude, I swear to God, when you're playing it, like, boom, it just flashes, join the army. And I'm like, you're like, did I just see that? No, it didn't. He totally sucked. I played it.
Dude, I played it.
It's the subliminal messaging that got to you.
Yeah, but you were already in the army, so it didn't affect you.
Yeah.
No, you have to go through all the trainings.
I know what you got
to
do.
You want to be like a ranger, airborne. You have to do jump out for the parachute and shit.
I just got hooked on that was Kruger. He called me up. He got his machine all up and running. He got cable the other day, and he's playing it down there now. He wants me to play with him, but not my kind. I don't know. That's too much of that crap. Anyway, we've got a bunch of games here, a huge list of games that are actually pretty awesome for really cheap, too. Remember, like, we keep talking about it. Baldur's Gate, Baldur's Gate 2, Icewind Dale, Icewind Dale 2, and Planescape Torment. Fat games, easily available everywhere, as a pack, with the expansions for $20. You know, not all of them, but, like, each one individually.
Yeah.
You know, like, Baldur's Gate 1 and the expansion pack, $20, if not cheaper. Baldur's Gate 2 and the Throne of Ball expansion pack, $20. Okay, Icewind Dale 1, I swear to God, I saw Icewind Dale 1, the expansion, the second expansion, and Icewind Dale 2 for $20. All in one pack. I swear to God I saw that. Planescape, I know, is like $10 everywhere now, if you can find it.
Yeah.
I remember I didn't pay but $15-$20 for it, so I didn't get it right away. Deus Ex. You know? Still a fantastic game. $15, brand new. $15. Tribes 2. Is there a better game? You know? $10.
Tribes 1 is even, Tribes 1 is a good game.
Tribes 1 should be free by now, I swear to God. But it's such a fat game, you know? I mean, Tribes 2 is still being played constantly on the internet. You can still get all the fat patches and stuff. There's still tons of mods out for it. An incredible game. Fallout 1 and 2.
Can't go wrong with Fallout 1 and 2. I played through both of them. Love both.
Love them. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're role-playing game role-playing fanatic. Games. That's games to get.
What'd you say? Half-Life?
Half-Life full pack.
Half-Life full pack is like $30-$40. It's expensive.
But you got everything, though. That's a lot of games.
Yeah, you get like four or five games out of it, though. You know,
that's still a good
deal.
You get
Blue Shift, Opposing Forces, and Counter-Strike, you know?
Uh-huh.
And if you can find Half-Life itself, I swear to God, it's got to be like only $20, and you can get Counter-Strike for free.
Mm-hmm.
For free. You just download it. You know?
Or free.
And it's all free. Okay? What about StarCraft? StarCraft standing alone is $10. StarCraft
How is an awesome
game. You know, I mean, there's a game that you could play for ages. I mean,
you but
know,
you don't need a really high standard for your PC.
No, you don't. No. I mean, the computer that
we were running like Pentium 2s, man.
Yeah, maybe. I don't remember what we had. I had a pretty crappy machine.
I was running it on my 350.
Really, it ran on my laptop like a dream, like 450. A Pentium 3 450 laptop. See? It ran on like a dream on that thing.
What the hell was that thing? A K.
What? Your machine? Yeah. Oh, K62-400. And it ran just fine, you know? What about The Sims? That's the game from today's store. You can get that for $10, the original version of it.
Yeah, addicting game.
I hook your girlfriend on it, you know?
Yeah, I hooked mine before.
Hey. You know, I mean, and then you can go even further. You can actually play this. They have The Sims Online now. Get that bitch out there hooked on crack rock working the street.
Yeah.
You can get Grand Theft Auto 3 is $20. I think Vice City might be 30 still. Maybe. It's either 20 or 30. I couldn't find it. I know it's not no $50.
Whole pack?
You know? 50. Whole pack for the Xbox or the PS2. It is actually, is that 50? No, it's 45 with our coupon. See, we save $5. Right there. You know? Right there. $45. You get two. Talk about fantastic games. And they're new. These are, well, not like necessarily like brand new, but we're not talking ancients like Fallout. You know,
we're going crazy.
These are, everything must
Jesus,
go.
Tommy.
I mean, it's just like, you can get all these fat games. This is what people want to play today.
Oh,
here's a perfect game right here for $20. You get both it's 30 for the fat pack, 20 standalone. Morrowind.
Oh, no shit.
You cannot spend a better $20 or $30 depending on what you want.
That game is huge.
It is incredible, alright? I don't know how many times we have to say this, but you know there's people out there that listen to us going, I wonder if I should buy that game. You know, and then you notice that there's like 10 games that we keep bringing up. Like, I think
yeah,
maybe...
go
that,
buy them,
go
damn
buy, I mean, I'm telling you that these are the games.
For
you know?
$20, hell yeah.
And for $20, I mean, if it's something that we keep mentioning that we love. If you find that you know, you're into these, you know, role-playing games too, you know... If
Heroes.
We mentioned a role-playing game.
Yeah, I'm a role-playing game fanatic, so if you guys want advice on that, just
you know,
ask.
Yeah, you play more than I'm sure both of us. You know?
Heroes of Might and Magic.
Heroes is on my list here too. Heroes of Might and Magic 3 is the one that I suggest. It's like $10, brand new on eBay.
No, sure.
PC game. You can pick up the complete version. That's two expansion packs for like $15, right? Brand new. I cannot say Heroes of Might and Magic 4 because I thought that was like
garbage.
Yeah. I mean, it was not worth the CD it was printed on. Warcraft 2 the Battle.net edition is like $10, but with Warcraft 3 out already, and it's only like $25 to $30.
Still fun, though, again.
Yeah, it's still fun, but I think that a lot of people would have more fun. I mean, we are kind of aiming for
the new games.
Yeah. Newer. I mean, granted, I got a lot of old crap in here, but some of these stand the test of time. You know, and Warcraft 2 was a fantastic game, but I think 3 really blew it away. And we are pushing for some of today's games that people are playing today. You know, now granted, that doesn't mean that everything on here is like that, though, but still, like, Rainbow Six 1 and 2. Now, we know 1's pretty old. 3 just came out. But you know what? If you don't have the $50 for it, you can get them in the bargain bin for like $5. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a big deal at all. Splinter Cell's already $20 on the PC. Go away. Why do you people keep calling me? God damn it, it's for you again. This is the third time I've seen you on the phone since we got here. What about, you want to talk about really cool strategy games? What about Age of Empires and Age of Empires 2 and Age of Mythology?
Those are awesome.
Fantastic games. They range in price from $10 to $30.
Made by Microsoft? No,
it's made by
Microsoft
Ensemble.
Published it.
Yeah, it's made by Ensemble Studios, something like that.
I mean, got real stories too, like Age of the Mythology. It's just like, you know, I got a story from Greek mythology.
Yeah, they got a lot of characters and stuff like that. I mean, really, really great games, and they're not terribly old. It's not like people stop playing these or anything.
Black and white, that's pretty fun,
you know,
game.
Black and white, $10.
$10.
Go to ComUSA. You know where they have that little stack of CDs in the little rack there? You'll find Tribes, you'll find Tactical Ops, you'll find Black and White.
$10.
You'll find Doom. You know, I mean, but these are old. I mean, that's way too far back. I don't want to. I mean, some of these are old, but not that old. Freedom Force. That comic Freedom book Force. One, a fantastic game, $10. At, like, everywhere. $10. It's in the same packaging that, like, Homeworld 2, I think, maybe. Maybe it must be just Homeworld. And what's that other game? Diablo.
Diablo
is $10.
Second one.
You know, second one for $20.
Yeah.
I mean,
expansion pack.
Maybe another $10, $15 bucks, you know. I'm sure you can actually buy a fat pack of them all, I think, for like maybe $30, I think.
Yeah.
It's pretty cheap. You get Diablo 1, 2, and the expansion and a book or something. How can you go wrong for, you know, so inexpensive? That's the word we should have been using.
Inexpensive.
not
cheap.
Not cheap. Not ghetto. Not budget. Inexpensive. This is the inexpensive episode. That's right.
Okay, we'll catch you in everyone.
Now, yeah, I'll have to go back and edit my ass off. Metal Gear Solid for the PC is $10, brand new, all over eBay.
See, if you have on the, for a console, I suggest you play on the console. Screw the PC.
Well,
buy easier controls.
Really? Is that so, mister? I've got my, you're holding it in your hand. He's got his friggin' DualShock 2 plugged into his laptop. It's so much better control. Eat a dick, man. What the hell? Okay, what about Neverwinter Nights?
That's a good
game. You know, this is like one of the cooler games that is, like, you know, new and recent. It's out, you know, now. Good graphics, requires a reasonably high-end PC, and our budget machine that we build here, Wolf's Budget Box, will play this game with
no problem
at all. I mean, this thing's better than my machine. I mean, effective. Well...
No, not really.
It's
not a video card.
It might have, yeah, but see, for that game, I don't think you... There's nothing that pushes this video card that I have other than Unreal Tournament. And
I mean, I need video card out there right now. Supports DirectX 9. I mean, that's
a yeah, it's that's been just fine. Except for, I think I'd stay away from the, like, lowest of the low. Like the GeForce FX 5200 series. I'd stay away from the... What's the Radeon, the ghetto series? Like the 9200s?
9500.
Is that big?
9600 is a budget one.
No, there's a ghetto version.
9000 is
it? No, it's one up from that. I think it's a 9200. It's like a real ghetto version. I think I would steer clear of those, though, because those are really sacrificing performance. I mean, remember on the GeForce 4 MX line where it was like, you get the one version, though, with like regular SD RAM, even DDR?
Remember our GeForce 3 kicked the crap out of it?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, but I mean, but you see what happens? They cut down too much, so... Mm-hmm. Clock speed's low. I mean, it's just horrible what they do to somebody.
Or you can overclock that machine too.
You know, but you don't have to get the highest of the high is usually a waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go with the 9600 Radeon or the 5600.
God
damn it. Damn. I swear to God. Did you hang it up this time? let's see. Quake 3. Still a pretty popular game. You got all kinds of free mods and shit for it. $20 for Quake 3 Arena. Tell me that's not a fun game to play online to blow the crap out of your buddies every now and again, you know? Right?
Frog Ops is
pretty Sea Dogs, that's actually pretty old. Okay, how about this? How about this? Any sports game 1 year old.
Madden?
Any sports game 1 year old is $20. Any sports game.
No way.
Think about it. Madden 2004 is $50, but 2003 is $20. Every single game is like that. You know, you do not have to have... You know, this year's sports game. You know, they play the same.
Fun.
You know, yeah. And that hinders your fun, Hal. I don't think you guys were there for that conversation. Anyway, I mean, there's, like, what about SimCity? They gotta be kinda cheap now. SimCity 3000.
Oh yeah, gotta be $10.
It's get, well, maybe not $10, but maybe 20.
I think
bucks.
It's $10 over,
really?
CompUSA.
See?
It's on the show.
I mean, how, I mean, that's a fantastic game. Something you can just plant yourself in front of and play the crap out of. Hell, I actually like SimCity 2000 better. And that runs on, like,
everything.
Dude.
Yeah, right.
We had that on our 386s, didn't we? Or 486s?
That's a SimCity 1.
SimCity, that was SimCity 2000, dude.
No way.
I still have it.
You that long already?
It came on two floppy disks.
Oh, I have it. I still got those two disks.
I don't have the originals, but I have
it on CD. I'm going to autograph it on eBay.
I have it on CD here. I actually printed it off on CD.
You even put my nut print on it.
What about Civilization?
Yeah, yeah, there's some
good.
I didn't like that one.
But like Civ 2 and Civ 3, they're cheap now.
I love
Civ 2 is probably like $5. You know, but these games are dirt cheap.
Oh, yeah. You know, especially PC games.
They're dirt cheap, and this is hours of entertainment. Look at all the new games that we've you know, mentioned today that are dirt cheap already. Well, I mean, dirt cheap. Inexpensive. I have a few weakness games. A few games that just bend me over. Like the Heroes of Might and Magic game, they could tell me it sucks right out the gate, and I think my mind would not let me believe it until I tried it myself. And it's one of those games that I absolutely must have on day one.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's just some games that you cannot tell me any different. Return to Castle Wolfenstein, I absolutely had to have that the first day, and we got robbed on that one. I loved the game, so I was fine with it. But how much did we pay for that? $60.
You didn't pay for it. I didn't buy it.
You didn't buy it?
No.
Oh, I paid $60 for Return to Castle Wolfenstein the day it came out. I had to have it though. Doom 3, I think, is another one that's going to be the same way for me.
Yeah.
Like a weakness. Like I just. There's no way that my mind can accept the fact that this game might suck. But everything else, I do tend to try to wait on, you know? Look for a demo. Wait just a little bit. These games will come down in price to where they're affordable. What about Battlefield 1942? Guys, that's like $20.
Already?
Already. Well, Mig called me the other day, and he told me it was like $20 now, and I think I've seen it for $30. Well, I know I've seen it for $30.
I paid $50 for mine, and both, and I got a secret weapon too, so.
Did you buy that separate?
No, it's an expansion pack, yeah.
Yeah, no,
but I said
you got it said that, okay, yeah. You know, but I know the game is 30, I've seen it for 30, but he said he's seen it for 20. You know, Battlefield 1942, talk about, you know, a recent game that's still getting the crap played out of it, you know, very popular, $20, 20 or 30, and you go and you get the Desert Combat mod, they even got a mod to the mod. It's like Desert Combat Extremes or something like that.
It's
just,
free.
Right? And it's free for these mods. You know, you spend a little investment of $20 on these games.
That game does look awesome. I mean,
it is pretty cool. I mean, I saw it was pretty neat, but I just, I don't know, not my type. I'm so sick of the World War II crap that I'll be fine if I never see a game like that.
It's very gratifying to run over someone that got cheated.
You can do that in current games. I mean, look at the new, dude, I gotta try the new, I just haven't had, I cannot pull myself away from Final Fantasy. But the new Frag Ops, they got vehicles in it now. And
you
like,
do?
Yeah. And I'm pissed that I haven't played it because I can't stop playing friggin' Final Fantasy for 5 minutes. I really can't. It's just, like, my brain is like, nope, you gotta go sell some shit. Go make some levels, dude. You're fucking not playing anything else this week. I'm sorry, but sit your ass down. You know, so there's a whole lot of games that you can get for a reasonable price. I would have liked to spend more time, like, hunting down new games that were cheap, but we just didn't have time to go searching through and look at every single game that's been released in the last little while. So we just kind of pulled up what was, you know, on hand at the time and, reasonably priced. Also, think about the games like, you want to play an MMORPG. A lot of them you actually do not have to pay for ahead of time. Look at Anarchy Online. You can download the CD for free. And play for free for 7 days, the full-blown game. And if you decide to play, you can sign up and pay their $13. But you have no cost ahead of that. You do not have the $50 for the disc or the $20 for the disc, you know? You don't have to deal with that. It's free.
Hey.
It's free to download.
I couldn't find it last time.
I think we're going to call it quits rather than go ahead on with the video card prices and whatnot. Because we had an interesting list of the varying prices in video cards, it might really make some choice, you know, help people make choices when they're, you know, everybody's standing again. This is such a weird habit you guys have.
In the ass, man.
This is such
your ass still hurt, honey.
This is a weird habit we've developed. You guys have developed. I sit still.
Well, I don't stand up straight.
Maybe participate in the show and you'll be into it.
Look how small my chair is. All
right, fuck these guys. We're out.
What? Let's just leave the surprises till tomorrow, huh, guys? It's going to be a great day.
I'd like my surprise right now.
No.
Come
it's
on.
Mine.
All right.
No.
Hey, man. Listen
no.
To me.
No.
Give me the G darn trouble.
Oh.
Steven, that is so selfish.
It's good.
Is it? Is it sweet?
Oh.
So sweet.
Close your mouth when you chew, Steven.
Don't do that. At least you can describe to the lovely woman how delicious it is.
Well, it tastes like twigs and berries.
Is it Swiss or French chocolate?
Maybe German.
Oh, really? Is it creamy?
Yeah, it's creamy.
Easy to go down, right?
Well, I'm trying to savor the flavor right now.
Is it fresh? Oh, it's so fresh. Nothing better than when they're fresh.
Not so dire.
The problem is you can't eat just one, can you?
No, I can't.
But you've got to know when to stop, don't you?
You really do, but it's hard. It's really hard.
Droppings from the gods.
Get me another one, Johnny. Come on.
You selfish boy. Next time, bring enough for everybody.
Hey, let's keep this to ourselves, huh? Okay?
Okay.
I gotta go, okay?
Don't have any more because it's gonna spoil your appetite.
Okay. Hey, look, man. I gotta go.
Yeah.